Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this December 22nd, 2022, 12-22-22. Well, get ready for the cold weather. Apparently, our issue is not going to be so much snow overnight, maybe 1 to 3 inches, but it's going to be the very, very, very cold temperatures, and we thank Ben Gelber from WCMH TV Channel 4 for giving us that update in hour number one. Does anybody else have anything to say about the weather? Have you heard anything else, watching any other channels? Have any tips for anybody who's going to be out on the road tomorrow morning, who a lot of people still have to go to work? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can certainly discuss it. Are you ready for Christmas? Two shopping days left, 3 days till the big Christmas holiday. You can still send me a Christmas card. There is still time. 523 South Prospect Street. Put your return address in there, and we'll get you a card back. Although time is drawing to a close, as they would say. All right, and don't forget the big Christmas Eve show tomorrow. I guess Christmas Eve is what tomorrow will be. I'll be on from 8:10 a.m. until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Seems like a lot of people will be cooped up tomorrow because of the cold temperatures, so tune me in and we'll have a good time tomorrow morning, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Chip, how you doing?
Good.
Are you in the holiday spirit?
Yeah.
Did you hear Ben Gelber in the first hour?
Yeah.
Now, are you going to stay safe? You don't have to go out, do you?
No. I may work today.
Oh, you work today?
Yeah.
But not tomorrow?
No.
Good. So when you get home tonight, what are you going to do to stay safe?
Stay warm.
Absolutely. Now, do you have extra covers and food in your house?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Now, how did you enjoy
you
the
fruit? Have you talked to Santa yet?
I have talked to Santa. Are you, has Santa brought you anything yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Now, what are you doing for Christmas this year?
Go planning house.
Oh, okay. What, now, is that Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. So what do you do on Christmas Eve? Sit at home and get ready for Santa?
Yeah.
Now, do you leave cookies out for Santa?
Cookies and pizza.
Cookies and pizza?
No, me cookies and pizza.
Oh, you just give Santa pizza.
Yeah.
You have him carbo load for the big night.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of pizza does Santa like?
Pizza Hut.
Oh, you give him some Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Now, is it just pepperoni?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a little pizza as well?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's very good. Now, what is it you wanted again this year, Chip?
Ox Baker stuff.
Ox Baker stuff. Now, what size clothes do you wear?
3X.
Well, I'll make sure to send a letter to Santa today letting him know you want Ox Baker stuff, 3X.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, are you having a good holiday time?
Ox Baker's cookbook, too.
Oh, Ox Baker's cookbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did have a good cookbook. Now, do you do much cooking, Chip?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, what do you make the most? What's your specialty?
Pasta.
Pasta?
Yeah, me make the celery too.
Oh, good, good. Now, do you make that a lot?
Yeah, me have fun with fruitcake.
Oh, today. You had fun at the fruitcake.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you threw that thing. You were pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
glad. Do it again next year.
Yep, we're going to do it again next year, so you're going to be in it next year as well. Sarah will be driving you over. Now, how did you and Sarah get along?
Good.
Now, I hear she took you to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Now, what did she get you?
Chicken salad.
Oh, but did she get you a drink?
Yeah, a hot chocolate.
Oh, a hot chocolate and a chicken sandwich. Well, how nice of her.
Yeah.
Well, but how did you like Mr. Neal?
Good.
Nice man?
Yeah.
Good, good. Now, were you guys singing carols in the car?
No.
Now, Chip, don't lie, because Santa's listening, but how good a driver is Sarah?
Good.
Oh, she's good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we've heard some reports back that maybe that's not the case, but I'm glad to hear firsthand that it's good.
Yeah.
Well, Chip, I'm so glad you're... Make sure you listen tomorrow morning. We'll be on from 8:10 until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Thanks, Chip. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too, sir.
Bye-bye. All right. One of our dear, dear friends there, Chip, who was at the fruitcake toss last week. Can't go wrong with Chip. All right, and apparently he'll be at the Kroger South tonight from 5 until 9, I think, Chip works. So you can go out and say Merry Christmas to him. He wears 3X, 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 20 minutes past the hour. Let's see here. Well, you know, we had a holiday family feud yesterday, and we spent the whole hour trying to get the answer, and we never did get the answer. So let's give this another shot here. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. This was the question. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Now, number one was basketball. Number two was football. Number four was a pet. And number five was a bike. But we still do not have the number three answer. Does anybody know what the number three answer is? Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. We've got basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. What is our missing answer here? We've been trying for a few days now on this. 2 days ago we started, and we got the first four answers. And yesterday we were stuck on this one answer. Does anybody know what this one answer is? Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball was one with 34 guesses. Football was two with 19. A pet was four with seven. A bike was five with six, but there is still one answer left. Now, yesterday I did give a clue that it's something more for children. It's something more for children than adults, this gift. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. All right. Here comes a guess. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try trampoline.
Not a trampoline, but a good guess. Trampoline. Not on the list here this morning. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, a bicycle. Still one answer left. Now, as I said, it has more to do with children than anything else. The final answer has more to do with children. A gift that is difficult to wrap. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the gift that is difficult to wrap? And again, it's in the vein of children. It would be definitely more of a kid's gift. Although, I mean, I've seen them given to adults, but most likely, it's a kid's gift. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Who is going to be the person that's going to pick this answer off? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. Those are the answers that we have. But there's one answer left. It relates more to kids than anybody else. That was the hint. What is that answer? Does anybody out there in listener land have any idea what this final answer is? Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Who knew this would be the one that would hang us up here today? Basketball came pretty easy. Football took us a while to get that one. A pet took us a minute to get that one. A bicycle. I still say a bicycle would be very hard to wrap. But there is still one answer left. A gift that's difficult to wrap. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'll try a baseball glove.
Not a baseball glove, but that's a good guess.
All right, thanks.
No baseball glove on the list today. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, a bicycle. One answer left. More for kids than anybody else. What might it be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. My oh my. The answer that has hung us up here today. A gift that's difficult to wrap. Does anybody have any idea? We've had a baseball mitt. Trampoline was guessed. But we still don't have the answer here. Now it is more for children than anybody else, I would say. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. What is the missing answer? And again, it's more of a kid's gift. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got it here this morning on this December the 22nd, 2022, 12-22-22? All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a skateboard.
Not a skateboard, but that's a good guess. No skateboard on the list here this morning. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. Those are the answers we have. Still one answer left in there that we do not have. What is that one answer that we cannot seem to get? Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. 29 minutes past the hour, and we've even given a hint on this one, that it is something more for a child. Definitely something more for a child here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say one of those basketball stands.
Not a basketball hoop. A gift that is difficult to wrap. That's where we are. We've got a basketball, a football, a pet, and a bicycle. The number three answer still remains here today. A gift that is difficult to wrap. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to come in this morning and get this answer? A gift that's difficult to wrap. What could it be? My goodness gracious. I never dreamed this would be the difficult one. But apparently it might be. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Well, basketball was one, football was two, a pet was four, a bike was five. Boy, I hope we get this soon. I would love to move on to another question. And the next question, well, the next question's kind of interesting, so it'd be nice to get through this one. Does anybody know a gift that's difficult to wrap? 740-751-4038. Now remember, it would be a kid's gift. Something definitely more geared toward a child than anybody else. That's difficult to wrap. That's the whole crux of it here. It is difficult to wrap. What would that be? 740-751-4038. I think we have stumped everybody this morning. We've stumped them into a stupor here pre-freezing temperatures tomorrow. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. 32 minutes past the hour here. Well, maybe this person's got the correct answer. Let's hope. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a drum set.
Not a drum set. Not a drum set. Drum set does not make the list. A gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, a bicycle. One answer left. Number three on the list. What might that be? Geared more toward kids. That's the clue that we have given. It is definitely geared more toward kids. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Boy, oh boy. I'm trying to think of another clue I could give that would maybe get a little closer here, but to be honest with you, any other clue that I give, I think is just going to outright give it away. It's a very common gift. Number 3 on the list. I'm sure there will be many of these given away on Christmas this year. And they might be hard to wrap. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. But there's still one answer left. Who has it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who is going to slip in and get this answer and surprise us all, as they say? 740-751-4038. A gift that is difficult to wrap. 35 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. My word. Basketball, football, a pet, a bicycle. One answer left. Number 3 on the list. It's geared toward children more than anybody else. Does anybody know what it might be? Very tough answer here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has the answer? I can just see people out there right now scratching their heads, their brows furrowed, trying to come up with this answer. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. And the gift that we're looking for, the one gift that's left, is more for kids than anybody else. What would this gift for kids be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Basketball, football, a pet, a bicycle. What is that final answer? A gift that is difficult to wrap. Now, as I said yesterday, remember, go back to your childhood. Or go back to when you were wrapping gifts with Santa Claus for your kids. What were things that were hard to wrap? Because this is definitely geared more toward kids than anybody else. What would that be? 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Soccer ball or volleyball?
Not a soccer ball or volleyball. Good guesses.
Hey, thanks.
No soccer balls or volleyballs. My goodness gravy. Go ahead, caller.
Another dumb answer, but you, if it's child-related, how about a stuffed animal?
Yes, a stuffed animal. That is it. You got it.
Adults use stuffed animals, too, though.
Well, adults do use stuffed animals, but I think that's probably more in a kid vein.
So I guess animal and stuffed animal. Okay, well, I'm glad I can provide a good answer.
You got it.
Is that interesting? I think firearm was a better answer, or power tool.
Well, the morning would be complete without a power outage, would it? Well, I guess an internet outage is what we should say, not a power outage. But hey, we're back here. Holy mac! But we did get our answer there before we went to break. Thank goodness. We're back up and running. All right, can you hear us okay out there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, my goodness gracious. The storm must be on its way. Well, we did get our answer there from Adam. All the phones went dead and everything. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. We had basketball, football, stuffed animal, a pet, and a bicycle. All right. Let's move on to the next category now and see what trouble we can get into. Okay, the next category, let's see if we can just zip through this one. Okay, name something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list. How about that? Seven answers here. Name something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list. 17 minutes left to go. That's 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's on every mom's Christmas wish list? Does anybody know? 4, 5, 6, 7 answers. Who's going to come in with the first answer here this morning, now that we're back from the slight internet outage there? What's on every mom's Christmas wish list? Every mom's Christmas wish list. What is on the list? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Every mom's Christmas wish list. Well, there's some good items on this. We've got, well, these are all things that I think mothers would want. Do you know the answer? Something that's on every mother's Christmas wish list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say clothing.
Clothing. Let's take a look here. Yes, clothing, pajamas, number 6 on the list. You got it.
I about gave up on you.
I know. We had a little internet outage there.
I went out a couple times and tried to get back in and stuff, and I thought, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Hey, thank good we're back in here.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Name something that's on every mother's Christmas wish list. Now, clothing and pajamas was number 6, but we still have 6 answers left to go. What's on every mother's Christmas wish list? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Every mother's Christmas wish list. We've got clothing and pajamas. That's number 6. But we still have 6 answers left. If you were a mother, what did you want for Christmas? What could those items be? What is on every mother's Christmas wish list? Well, maybe not a lot of mothers out there who have the big Christmas wish lists. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Did you see where the Christmas trees are $5 now at Kroger?
Oh, they're down to $5?
$5.
My goodness. Well, get one up.
Yeah, I mean, it went 70, then 30, then 10. Now they're 5. We just keep getting lower and lower.
Well, nobody has much use for a Christmas tree after Christmas.
Right. Okay, so my guess is perfume.
Perfume. No perfume on the list.
A vacation.
Let's see here. Vacation. No vacation on the list.
Oh, jewelry?
I'm going to go till we get... Now, Chip says you were a bad driver.
Chip said that?
Well, no. You didn't hear Chip call in earlier?
I did, but I got busy. I heard him say that he was going to leave pizza out for Santa.
Yeah, and you took him and got him a chicken sandwich and a hot chocolate.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, he said you were a good driver. I was shocked.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being serious.
No. Jewelry's on the list. Number 7.
Oh, thank goodness. It's a Christmas miracle.
Christmas miracle. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open here, and they're ringing here this morning. What would a mother want for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was going to say jewelry. He just said that.
She did.
So that was a boring answer. How about just a gift certificate? I mean, a gift card to Walmart?
Gift card is number 4. Gift card's 4.
That's a really poor. I'll give another one. How about food? you know, just a pizza or something?
No food on the list.
No Tubby's pizza.
Well, no okay. Tubby's pizza. Chip's leaving that out for Santa.
And no extra large Diet Coke from Sheetz?
Nope. In that
Oh, that was a gift for a radio guy. That was a radio guy's gift.
That's a radio guy's gift, to be sure.
Okay, see you later.
See ya. All right. Name something that's on every mother's Christmas wish list. We've got a jewelry, gift card, clothing, pajamas. Still four answers left. What's on every mother's Christmas wish list? Go ahead, caller.
A new appliance.
No new appliances on the list.
Oh.
No new appliances on the list here today. Name something that's on every mother's Christmas wish list. Jewelry, gift card, clothing and pajamas. Go ahead, caller.
How about a gift certificate to have somebody clean the house or do chores like laundry, dishes?
Well, you know, let's see here. Yeah, babysitting. I would put that under there. Yeah, babysitting was the number one answer.
Even if it's babysitting the spouse.
And sometimes that has to be done, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you're not going to put, like, a gun on this list like Adam wants to put a gun in.
No.
Because it's difficult to wrap, apparently.
I know. Well, and I stopped at Kroger's the other day, but they didn't have a box of saran wrap big enough to wrap him up.
Oh, darn. Well, that's what we were hoping for Christmas.
I know.
Right?
Better luck next time.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
All right. Yes, babysitting, number one on the list. I'll pass that one along. Name something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list. We've got babysitting, gift card, clothing and pajamas, jewelry. Still three answers left. Now, there's something else on here. Now, gift card was on here, but there's another answer. Maybe you would give, like, a certificate to this particular thing. Does anybody know what that is? 740-751-4038. Name something that's on every mother's Christmas wish list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something on every mother's Christmas wish list. Babysitting was number one. Gift card was number four. Clothing was number six. Jewelry was seven. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a trip to the spa or beauty treatment.
Yes, a trip to the spa. Number three on the list. You got it. Trip to the spa was number three on the list. A nice little spa day. All right. Well, I think we're down to two answers here. We've got babysitting, spa day, gift card, clothing and pajamas, jewelry. Still two answers left. Name something that's on every mother's Christmas wish list. 8 minutes to go, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about a massage or a spa gift card?
Yes, spa day, number three on the list. You got it.
All right, we're on a roll.
We're on a roll. Spa day, absolutely, clocks in at number three on the list here today. All right, let's see if we've got another good answer coming here. Go ahead, caller.
How about one of those Ava Gabor wigs?
You know, those Ava Gabor wigs didn't make the list, but they were very popular at a certain period of time.
Huh. Oh, well. I wanted to correct you on something here, since that's what I do. The day before Christmas Eve, you know, Christmas Eve,
right?
That's called Christmas Eve Squared.
Oh, is it?
So tomorrow you're working Christmas Eve squared.
Christmas Eve squared, and that's a big day, Christmas Eve squared.
That's right.
The merriment will be huge tomorrow.
Overwhelming.
Tune in.
All
right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Is the fruitcake toss available online? Or?
Not yet, but we'll get it up there.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Fruitcake toss is not available online yet, but we do have the video. We'll get it up there eventually. Probably Easter. Well, the fruitcake toss will finally be online. Name something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say she wishes for a merry or a happy Christmas.
Not a merry Christmas. No, good guess. Not a Merry Christmas, but a good guess. Name something that's on every mother's Christmas wish list. 740-751-4038. Babysitting, spa day, gift card, clothing pajamas, jewelry. Two answers left. What's on every mother's Christmas wish list? Two answers left to go here. Are we going to get them? Boy, I hope so. Go ahead, caller.
Shoes?
No shoes on the list.
Okay.
No shoes on the list here today. Something on every mother's Christmas wish list. Babysitting, spa day, gift card, clothing, jewelry. Two answers left to go. What is on every mother's Christmas wish list? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Every mother's Christmas wish list. Are we going to get the final two answers in the next 5 minutes? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say help with the meal or cleaning up.
No, but good guesses. Certainly something you would want as a mother, to be sure. Name something on every mom's Christmas wish list. 4 minutes left to go here. Babysitting, spa day, gift card, clothing, pajamas, jewelry. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say she wants some exercise equipment.
No exercise equipment. No exercise equipment for mom on the list here. Name something that's on every mother's Christmas wish list. Babysitting, spa day, gift card, jewelry, clothing and pajamas. Two answers left to go. What are they? Something on every mother's Christmas wish list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Very boring answer, Scott. The first one is some kind of electronics, you know, a computer, an Xbox, new TV.
No electronics on the list.
Second answer, that she and her male significant other can have another child.
Nope, no children.
Okay, see you later.
All right, no children on the list here. Name something that's on every mom's Christmas wish list. Babysitting, spa day, gift card, clothing, pajamas, jewelry. Two answers left to go. Who's got them? Maybe this person has them. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a hair appointment to get her hair done.
No hair appointment on the list. No hair appointment on the list here today. Name something that's on every mother's Christmas wish list. Two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone guessed cosmetics?
No, and no cosmetics on the list.
Okay.
No cosmetics on this particular list here today. Name something that's on every mother's Christmas wish list. 2 minutes left to go and two answers. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about a new car?
Not a new car. Not a new car. We're down to the final minute here. Well, don't forget, I will be on tomorrow morning, no matter the cold, starting at 8:15 a.m. I'll be on through 1 o'clock, which I guess, according to our friend Bob Welsh there, is Christmas Eve squared tomorrow morning. Christmas Eve squared. My goodness, you're not going to want to miss that for love nor money tomorrow, our last live program before the big Christmas holiday. Isn't that going to be a lot of fun? Well, I hope everybody has a great day today, and I will talk with everybody tomorrow morning. Stay safe, warm tonight, and we'll talk tomorrow morning. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For Mr. Jingling and the entire WWGH staff and crew,
Mr. Jingling, how you tingling, keeper of the keys. On Hallie's seventh floor, we'll be looking for you to turn the keys. He keeps track of Santa's sack and treasure house of toys with wind-up things.